Well, Carl, I think we call that a job well done tonight.
Yep, brilliant. Everything that we asked of the lads, first and foremost, a work rate, going out and winning the battle, because that's what it is when you come to Frickley. And he went and did that, and possibly should have been up before half time, but just rewards in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, there was some good football, what we said on Saturday, that, you know, get the ball on deck and play football, and we can play against them, probably beat most teams.
But the problem when you come to Frickley, the pitch is
not the greatest.
The greatest, and things are bouncing up, and they apply the pressure. They're good at what they do. So sometimes it forces you to miss the midfield out, but I thought the quality of ball forward, when we did have to miss a midfield out, was good, and I thought Deegs and Norts worked well up top.
It wasn't the, I suppose you could describe it as the aimless long ball like it's been in a few years. It's knocking it more into channels more than anything else tonight, and it worked.
There are times when it's not the way that I want to see football play, but sometimes you've got to do it. It's, in the day, we want to win.
Yeah.
It's no good coming here and playing really nice, pretty football
and getting
turned over. We want to win. If we can do that by playing good football, then great. And that's going to be affected by the teams we play against and also the surfaces that we play the game on. And today, like you said at the start of the interview, it was a good professional job. Well done.
Was it a bit frustrating that first half? It looked like we were a bit shot shy. I've done the match report tonight. I've wrote first half assumption was just reluctant to have a shot.
The one shot where we've had, because we've been talking to him about having more shots, Deegs at a shot, it's been deflected, it's felt like Jake, he just couldn't get his toe on it.
Yeah.
Come to Wolfie and we've ended up with a good chance out of it, so we said to him at half time, got to buy a ticket to win any raffle.
And
But second half we had a lot more shots and chances, and like the first goal, the icebreaker there, that was a cross that was fired in low, and we've got an own goal out of it. I think
that own goal was the thing that we've needed in the last few weeks, just to give you a bit of luck.
It's because people do start to think, we're going to get that luck again and stuff like that. But the Lancaster result, go back to it, that wasn't about luck, that was about us not performing and Lancaster performing. Marine, 10 times better.
And tonight
has been a continuation of that. So well pleased.
I was going to mention Deegan's goal, and it's been a fantastic finish.
Been tackling him for weeks and weeks and months. More selfish. The amount of times he, for the big man, he gets himself into a position. Saturday was a typical example. Got for the sending off, although it was a penalty.
Yeah.
Possibly should have taken a shot earlier.
Once
he learns to do that, he'll score more goals.
I'm struggling to get a man of the match tonight, and that's a good thing, because I think there's a lot of good performances. I think Jake struggled the last few weeks, possibly. Yeah. I don't know. The whole midfield as a unit, a lot of people have been saying, but tonight he looked back to where he was.
That's the kind of game that suits Jake.
Yeah.
Where you need bundles of energy and stuff. What we need to do is harness it and make sure he does uses his energy in the best way for the team, not running into areas where he doesn't need to be.
It's
his enthusiasm and his will to win that does that. And it's really eye-catching for the spectators, but for us tactically,
it's annoying, frustrating.
Not so much frustrating.
But
something we can work on, because it's a definite.
You can channel it better, can't you?
Definite attribute. Yeah.
And then Saturday, nice fixture swap in Chester, who've not conceded a goal in about 8 matches.
We'll give them a good test on that
exactly.
one. We'll give them a good test on that one. We've got plenty of firepower now. Wolfie, back there, Norts, he'll kick him, and then when he does, that's everybody can look out then.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a goal machine there. Deegs has chipped in, Carlos has chipped in. We've got from set pieces, we've got Jonesy from the centre half who's chipped in. And young Astley, who we've signed, who's got a great goal scoring record, albeit at a lower level. I'm sure he's got, just seen tonight in half an hour's play, that he's got attributes that
are
going to get him into certain areas.
How would you approach Chester? I mean, not down the route of do we do anything special for them, but is it just a case of just go out there and play and play and see what happens?
We don't have a match up against them.
Yeah.
I believe in the players that we've got in the dressing room.
Yeah.
I'm sure Neil Young believes in his players, and we'll see who comes out. I'm sure it'll be a great game
and
a great atmosphere. So
cheers, Carl. Happy days.